Caronita, Caronetta Jones, Jones, born 8/31/51, seen yesterday 1/30/2026, 74-year-old woman, is being evaluated for face-to-face today. Visit today. Patient's face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is currently in her... Dated actually for 1/14/2026. And let's say patient is currently in her third benefit period ending 2/12/2026. There you go. Once again, 74-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of congestive heart failure, period. Patient also has a history of Alzheimer's, dementia, obesity, rheumatoid arthritis. Patient has a decline both in her physical and mental condition, period. Patient recent FAST, patient's recent MAC was at 30 centimeter. FAST is at 6D as in David. Patient's care was discussed with her daughter, Jessica. Patient is in pain in her upper legs, upper extremities, low extremities. She has a history of spinal stenosis and DJD. Patient is allergic to codeine and hydrocodone. We discussed different types of pain medication. She's also taking Motrin, which I believe may be contributing to her edema. I'm going to communicate that with the hospice medical director regarding switching her to something that is not an non-steroidal anti-inflammatory because of her CHF and her edema, period. She also cannot take tramadol because of dizziness, period. This was discussed with hospice DON as well today. Period. Furthermore, patient has decreased mobility. She's short of breath. She used a walker, but her shortness of breath is worsened with activity and is short of breath at rest, which puts her at NYHA of class 4. Patient also has pedal edema related to chronic congestive heart failure. Period. Patient's weight loss is consistent with cardiac cachexia. She wears adult diapers, needs help with 5 out of 6 ADLs, and she has bowel and bladder incontinence, period. She has bouts of confusion. With decreased mentation, period. Her daughter tells me that most of the time she's only oriented to person. PPS is at 40%. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.